Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had a conversation with the president, and the president outlined to me the series of actions that occurred on the Sunday evening. I have no doubts that Osama bin Laden is dead. The operation against Osama bin Laden is an unmistakable triumph for our military and our intelligence personnel. It's also a credit to our commander-in-chief, the current one and the previous one, for sticking with the mission and proving that we're committed to justice, no matter how long it takes.
Has justice been served is a question that's being asked, and you may want to answer it from your own point of view at 800-510-8255. As we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, the death of Osama bin Laden, number one this week. That was House Speaker John Boehner talking about the commanders, I guess, in chief, and the fact that he has no doubt, for those of you who are wondering whether you place any credence in him or not, that the man in question is dead, Osama bin Laden, and what he's been responsible for, over and done with, from his perspective, anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show with the hot hits from the week of May 2nd to the 6th, 2011, running down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine as they and we monitor talk radio shows and hosts all across the country all week long to determine this list.
Number 10.
Number 10, what's going on in Major League Baseball?
Number 9.
Other sports-related activities, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, pretty exciting between the Bruins and the Flyers, and the NFL shutting out the players, labor talks, all that stuff.
Number 8.
Of conventional talk radio conversation, the weather. Midwest flooding especially is the problem at number 8.
Number 7.
What you're paying for gasoline.
Number 6.
The debate over raising the debt ceiling and the continuing conversation about the budget.
Number 5.
That's the effect of bin Laden's death on the Obama presidency.
Number 4.
Pakistani relations with our country.
Number 3.
The death photo issue.
Number 2.
The visit to Ground Zero.
Number 1.
And the continuing conversation about bin Laden's death. That is the overall, and to be understood, that makes good sense. Interesting that the host of Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie, has been inviting his listeners to visit that show's website for the past couple of nights to participate in a poll asking the question, quote, should Osama bin Laden's body have been buried at sea, end quote. 17,000 fans of the show have cast their votes, producing the following results. The body wasn't Osama bin Laden, and the burial at sea is part of a cover-up. 43% saying that. No, his body should have been shown to the public before any kind of burial. 28% said that. Yes, officials didn't want a burial place on land turned into a terrorist shrine, and Islamic tradition dictates that the body has to be buried within 24 hours. 28% said that. So what do the results clearly reflect, at least from that audience, conspiracy theory nature of the audience, and therefore it's a segment of society that feels strongly. And, you know, if you listen to that program or other programs, Alex Jones, pretty much the same sort of thing. And then the focus just on the death and the pictures and stuff, not on whether Obama did the right thing or is a hero because he did what he did. All of these things are part and parcel. What a myriad of conversational opportunities have been taken advantage of this week as the people in question, the stories that we focus on are in this hour pretty much all about number one and its ancillary value. As an example of that, here are our hosts Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talking to Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska about how he found out that bin Laden was dead.
I think a lot of people are going to remember Sunday night, where they were when they found this out, what happened. Tell us about what it was like for you, you know, what you were doing, how you found out, and what your reaction was Sunday night to the news about Osama bin Laden.
Well, I was watching, a show, and somebody emailed me and said, do you know whether bin Laden has been killed? And, of course, I immediately flipped over to the news, and there was breaking news. This was even before breaking news. And didn't see anything, and then suddenly I saw that there was starting to be breaking news, and so I placed calls into staff, and we started getting as much information together as we could, and I started emailing family and some friends and saying that this is the report. I can't confirm it yet, but here's what I'm hearing.
So this wasn't a deal where, you know, maybe an hour beforehand the president gathers the members of Congress, or at least tells, you know, certain people, and then the word kind of spreads. That way, you found out, you know, almost like the rest of us found out.
I found out like virtually everybody else. But that, it's okay on something like this, because the sensitivity of it and the fact that it could leak out was just the president was right not to have many people involved in this and to keep it tight. There was nothing I could have done if I'd known in advance. Of course, you always want to know. Everybody always wants to be in the know. But there are times when the risk is just too great.
Obviously, the symbolic nature of this event was important, you know, just
yes.
for us to feel better about things. It was a target we've been after for a long time. But I'm curious, with your inner knowledge of, you know, how the international terrorism community has worked, you've been there in Washington for a number of years, you've heard a lot of the hearings, you've been in a lot of the meetings. Tactically, how big of an event is this?
Oh, this is real big because I think the symbolism you've mentioned is huge. But in addition to that, the actual operations, it's huge as well, because he was more than symbolic. He was essential to the operation. They had ways of communicating to certain players and certain key players in Al-Qaeda without being caught. I'm not going to go into how they did that, but they did have these contacts, and that's why a lot of the information that was taken, it's a treasure trove of information, the computer, the hard drives, all the data that they were able to get out of the house, out of the compound, when that's all sorted out, is going to be extremely helpful in identifying the location of other key players, we believe. It wouldn't just be a bunch of video games that they had there. This was information. Some of it might be stale, but honestly, I do believe that they had contact. That contact has now been cut off.
All right. So the actually finding it amusing to look at the fact the New York Times story carrying some ancillary information about the compound now in Pakistan, which has become something of a tourist attraction. Interesting to take all of this information not only from our country, but from that country and around the world, which has been part of the discussion. 800-510-8255. Certainly interested in your input as we have time. More talk hosts and the news talk folks on television dealing with this. It's really a pretty compelling story, as you've noted all week long, and that's why it's the focus pretty much of an hour of our time here as we review what's going on this week in the world of talk radio on The Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio Report is an evidence-based, safe and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Yeah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Do you want to see the photo?
No, okay. I don't.
I want to see the guy again.
I don't. I think it can only incite... it can only incite rage.
Absolutely.
It can only incite more violence. And the doubters are still going to doubt the picture. You're not going to please the doubters.
Yeah, the doubters are going to say, that's photoshopped. 800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show, number one issue, and actually the top four or five, six items here all have to do with Osama bin Laden. From Fox, Bill O'Reilly talks to Congressman Peter King about the role of waterboarding in this mission.
Congressman, right off the bat, tell me something I don't know. Tell us something we don't know.
Well, I don't know if everyone knows this or not, but you mentioned the fact that we obtained information several years ago, vital information about the courier for Obama. We obtained that information through waterboarding. And so for those who say that waterboarding doesn't work, to say that it should be stopped and never used again, we got vital information which directly led us to bin Laden.
Wow.
Also,
Wait, let me stop you there. I did not know that, and I'm sure most of my audience did not at all. Explain how that went down. How did we get that information? Where did it come from? Was it Guantanamo Bay?
It came from an overseas prison where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was being interrogated, and waterboarding was used, and it was during the interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed through waterboarding that this information was learned.
So KSM gave it up? Mohammed himself gave it up?
KSM gave us the first lead, and then later on, Al-Libi, who also was a top aide to bin Laden, he was also being interrogated with strong interrogation measures, and he confirmed information about the courier. So key information we got on a very, very vital part.
That is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. You're not going to hear that on the other networks, I guarantee you.
All right, there's Bill O'Reilly puffing out his chest. 800-510-8255 on The View. Barbara Walters talks about bin Laden.
England's Archbishop of Canterbury were taking issue with the fact that bin Laden was unarmed when U.S. troops took him out.
Okay.
Meaning that they didn't find him to be a threat? I mean, clearly this man...
No.
Meaning they, because he was unarmed, we shouldn't have killed him. Look, I don't care if he was asleep with two puppies. He did not warn us before 9/11.
That's right.
He did not say, listen, let me tell you, all you unarmed people at the World Trade Center, thousands of you. Let me just, they should have waited until he got arms and killed the Navy SEALs. Thank God they're okay.
Yeah. The bastard's dead. That's the bottom line. 21 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. And here is the president as he arrived at Ground Zero speaking to the firefighters there.
This is a symbolic site of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on that terrible day almost 10 years ago. Obviously, you can't bring back the friends that we lost. And I know that each and every one of you not only grieve for them, but have also over the last 10 years dealt with their family, their children, trying to give them comfort, trying to give them support. Well, what happened on Sunday, because of the courage of our military and the outstanding work of our intelligence, send a message around the world, but also send a message here back home that when we say we will never forget, we mean what we say. And our commitment to making sure that justice was done is something that transcended politics, transcended party. It didn't matter which administration was in, it didn't matter who was in charge, we were going to make sure that the perpetrators that they receive justice.
Good God, this is the digital age. Listen to all the cameras clicking like they had cameras from 1940, for God's sakes. All right, here's the talk host Gary Allen with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the president's decision not to release the photos.
If I'm not mistaken, you did see these photos, didn't you?
I did, yes.
How gruesome were they?
Well, it's pretty gruesome. It's a if you've ever seen a crime scene photo of gunshot wounds to the head, it's with a high caliber round. It is distorting to the face for sure. It's still recognizable. You can still recognize it was Osama bin Laden.
So you're convinced it was him and that he is gone.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, his family is now saying it's him. His daughter said she saw her father get shot. The DNA test came back at 99.7% accuracy. I mean, it is beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was Osama bin Laden and that he is dead. You know, you see all of the reaction in the intelligence world where all of the Al-Qaeda elements are scrambling around trying to make sure they're not next.
Glad we had this conversation because I was one of those that thought we should see the pictures, too. We in America elect representatives to represent us in Congress. You are one of them in the state of Michigan. If you say it's so, I agree.
Yeah, and, you know, here's my I opposed putting out the pictures, one thing that struck me after Abu Ghraib, and I talked to a soldier yesterday who was in Iraq after the pictures were released, and right when that whole thing was going on, the unit, and he was an infantry unit, was told to double their medipacks because there were trouble brewing, take more time on your patrol because you're going to get more violence. And sure enough, when those photos went out, all that violence spiked. So people can say, oh, well, it's going to do it anyway. They're angry anyway. And not true. And if we is it for showing the picture because people want to see it, worth the life of one American soldier? I just don't think it is. I think we have plenty other ways to prove that it's Osama bin Laden. I think there's probably more coming on that.
Yeah.
But to release this photo and say this is our kind of, you know, to try to make us that Osama bin Laden is some kind of trophy for us, I think is a serious mistake. There's no reason, we have no gain in this effort to do it. The people who oversees, and by the way, the Taliban spokesman says he's not dead and that we should have to prove it. They're not going to be with us until, 101st Airborne soldier shows up at their door. So
yeah.
I just don't see any gain in it.
All right, 800-510-8255. I don't want to see the pictures, but I think they ought to be available. What do you think? Callers coming up in the next half hour of the countdown, 28 past the hour now.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word we guarantee.
I'm pleased that he'll no longer be around to do any harm to anybody. The world's a better place without him. To celebrate someone's death, I think that goes a step further than my own. It's not the way I was raised. I was raised in an Irish Catholic home. I believe in those principles that I was raised with.
The death and celebration of Osama bin Laden on the mind of Michael Moore, a controversial figure in American culture these days, reflecting on what a lot of people of that background and other backgrounds are saying. Some people literally disgusted at the outcryings, the outpourings at baseball games, athletic events, cheering in the streets, even though this guy was public enemy number one, deserved what he got. The reaction of some, it just shows you how varied things are in our world. I guess that's really what it is. 800-510-8255. It's kind of like when there would be, and I'm going back to September 11th, when you saw a lot of people in Muslim countries and Middle Eastern countries who were celebrating the tragedy. Everybody didn't do that. There wasn't every Muslim or everybody in these various countries that didn't go to the streets. The news media played it up like that was the case, and that's the case here. Not everybody in America is going to react the same way, as not all of those people are going to react the same way. And to put them all in the same kettle of fish is unfair and nonsensical. Having said that, before we get to your callers at 800-510-8255, the little visit here to the Howie Carr radio program. Here he talks about the fake death photos and other fake stories that are going around.
This is embarrassing. Oops. This is from the Herald. Senator Brown duped by fake bin Laden photo. U.S. Senator Scott Brown, who said earlier today that he saw a picture of Osama bin Laden taken after he was killed, fell victim to a fake photo of the al-Qaeda leader's death that made the rounds after U.S. forces shot him on Sunday. The photo that, quote, the photo that I saw and that a lot of other people saw is not authentic, Brown said in a statement. A staffer added that the Wrentham Republican obtained the photo from what he believed was a reliable source. There are no such things as reliable sources on the Internet, are there? The staffer said Brown was briefed on the raid by Obama administration officials, but those officials did not show him any pictures. Brown told Necken earlier today he'd seen the photos and doesn't believe they should be released. Was it Necken he told, or according to Maria Stefanos, it was Fox. It was the Fox Morning Show. He was talking with Gene Levanci this morning. The White House announced that they would not be releasing the photos and transcripts from 60 Minutes sent to the Herald. President Obama said they debated the issue, but keeping the images under wraps won out. There's no need to spike the football. As for Brown, he agreed the photos wouldn't help. If it's to sell newspapers or just have a news cycle story, then no, I don't think they should be released because we're dealing with the sensitivities of the Muslim and Arab world, and we still have men and women serving throughout the world. So Scott Brown got punked by that picture. You know, he should have known better. Remember the picture after 9/11? Supposedly they found this picture in the wreckage, and these people were at the top of the World Trade Center, and there's this jet flying at them, and it was. And a lot of people believe that photo too. That this was actually a picture that was found in the rubble. The last photo that was taken of the jet flying into the World Trade Center. Do you think the photos should be released? I mean, the real photos, not the ones on the internet, not the fake ones on the internet. Someone will get the real photos. I don't know who it'll be. The National Enquirer today, by the way, was reporting that Osama bin Laden was begging for his life. I don't usually I believe the National Enquirer, but the further they get from the United States, the less I tend to trust their reporting. You know, this just seems like it would seem appropriate to increasing sales or increasing hits on their website to say that he begged for his life. I'm not buying it.
Me either. Bunkum. 800-510-8255. So again, we're reviewing what's going on here. The end of the week review of what's been the focus all week long of talk radio, news talk radio, the political side of all of this, and then the historical moments as well, and hysterical moments. Unnamed officials have said that the only shots fired from within the compound where bin Laden was sheltering himself and his family came from his courier, who was behind the door of a guest house adjacent to the main house. The raiding party shot and killed the courier and a woman in the guest house. And when in the man was I guess take out. No, actually, he wasn't there. We've seen pictures of him, haven't we? So anyway, lots of officials quoting this, that, or the other thing. It's time for you to talk about what you're thinking. 800-510-8255. Most of the rest of the hour devoted to your calls on the death of bin Laden. The number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items on the countdown. Laura in Arkansas on the photos and the burial at sea.
They buried him out to sea. How do we know? Is this not a ploy that that Obama has brought up? Or, you know, why does he have the right to burial according to Islamic law? What about our people that died in 9/11? What about them? They didn't get a burial per se, according to their, you know, they were exploded, and I don't understand why he had that right to that kind of a burial.
All right, there you go. 800-510-8255. That call doesn't need any comment from me. How about you? John calls into Arizona with his thoughts on the burial at sea.
Just want to make a comment. Basically, everybody's talking about the way that he was buried at sea. We could have lowered ourselves like we saw our soldiers with, you know, decapitated, drugged through the streets, humiliated. And this man, for everything that he did to our country, it's fairly respectable what we give him at that point. It was honored by the Muslims within the 24-hour period. But we could have brought his body back and put it on display and shipped it around, had him taxidermied and hung on the president's wall. We didn't lower ourselves to their standards in any way.
Have them stuffed and hang them on the wall in the Oval Office. Okay. 800-510-8255. Kara's in Ohio. We're better than Al-Qaeda. That's pretty much what you're hearing, I think, for most people. To look around some of these calls here, that's really what most Americans, as they are thinking about this now, say, okay, this was the right thing to do because we don't do what they do, and that is parade around our trophies.
We didn't stoop down to the standard of you know, how they treat people. We buried him at sea because that's what he would have wanted. And that's the way that it should have been. And also, just to say, this is from someone who was still in middle school during September 11 attacks. I am grateful that we have captured this man, and not captured him, but killed him. I'm not grateful that we killed him, but that he is gone and that we can start to move on. I know that things aren't just going to end up okay and be better. But I do know that he is gone, and with him gone, then I believe that we can start to move on and start to deal with other things that we have to deal with.
All right, so here's something a lot of people are talking about at this point. The fact that the Al-Qaeda operatives that are left are worried, many of them are worried about whether they may be next or not. And there must be something to that, because the Pakistanis, who are the friends of Al-Qaeda, it's obvious, no matter what they say, their actions spoke loud enough. The Pakistanis aren't sure that we aren't going to come back either. That's why they've said, you come back and do another operation like that, and we'll be angry at you, and you won't be able to work with our soldiers. Now, who's benefiting from us training their police and soldiers? How does it help us? Why should we give a damn whether they like it or they don't like it? In this circumstance, they got blood on their hands. They're culpable. They're as bad as the Saudis. In this circumstance, 800-510-8255. John calls from New Mexico.
Just like to say thank you so very much to President Barack Obama for initiating this plan. And yes, we finally did get him, and we did do the right thing, burying him within that 24-hour period. Hopefully, the Muslims will not think so bad of us for at least doing the right thing for him in that area. Certainly will not stop terrorist acts from coming on. However, possibly will slow down in some areas. Once again, thank you so much, Mr. President, and thank you so much, Navy SEAL.
See, I think this has changed over the course of the week, and that gentleman reflects it. Thank you for the call, sir. The fact that a lot of people think now we did the right thing, and that if whether it slows down terrorist activity or not, I think it actually does give them cause to think whether they want to be martyred or they want to be with the 72 virgins or the people who said, oh, Osama is now in paradise with all of his other pals from September 11th. You know what? The reality is there's a big difference. You can believe something, but when you put to the test, what do you want? Keep breathing the air on the planet, or you want to go to the next life? Most of these guys would choose what you would choose, and that's to stay here for as long as possible. 800-510-8255. Tons more callers on the Talk Radio Countdown show about the number one story this week, the death of Osama bin Laden.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown with Sally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Sally. You're on the countdown.
Hi. Hi. Why don't they block off the top of his head, show his beard, and show his body? And by the way, nobody's mentioning his dialysis machine. Where was his dialysis machine?
I don't ever see
them listing the dialysis machine.
Yeah, was he still on dialysis? That was something from a couple of years ago.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I don't know from nothing, I have no answer, and I haven't had that question before, interesting question, but sometimes people who are on dialysis, there are things that can be done after the treatment, depending on how severe the diabetes is, that is just in prescription form. But how do they get a prescription? Here's a prescription for Osama bin Laden. That'd be interesting. All of that's very interesting. Sally, thanks for asking the question, because nobody else has. 800-510-8255. Will, listening to KUGN in Oregon, thinks he knows why so many people doubt that bin Laden is actually dead.
Why do people doubt this? Well, the CIA is involved. And when the CIA is involved, it's not a very trustworthy organization to us Americans, don't you think? It's a secret organization, for one thing. And the U.S. seems to run a lot of secret operations that we, the people, really don't know whether we consent to. You know, I can't really consent to the killing of anybody. I can't celebrate that. It doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good to have killed somebody. You know, taken prisoner, whatever. But it's just not something to celebrate. Besides, how do we know he hasn't been dead for years? We just don't have a government that we can trust because of all these secret organizations.
Well, I think you're right about not being able to trust the government in many ways. That's part of the conversation, the nanny government. Why can't we see? At least make the photos available. And then you make up your own mind what you want to do. 800-510-8255. Nicole is in the Jacksonville area of Florida listening to our St. Augustine affiliate.
I just would like to say that for those that are calling in and weighing in, saying that they need proof and that they want proof of bin Laden being dead, what do they think we're supposed to do? We're supposed to just take the body and just view it onto the TV. We're not just like what they're doing. We're not gloating like that, because that would only bring more of a destruction to the U.S. We're not going to sit there and just, you know, display his body as they would do every time they would kill one of our U.S. men or the military or whomever over there. You know, they would always post it, or, yeah, we're responsible for that. And then for those that are saying that the things about Obama, still yet, he is the person that's in position. And up under them, they were able to actually go out and get this guy, like you said, the special ops. And we do give praise to our men and women and the service over there. So for those that are against Obama saying the negative things, he's still the commander-in-chief. So up under him, this situation was carried out, and it was carried out well.
The president tells 60 Minutes that he will not release the photos of bin Laden because of the worries, the whole business about what the ramifications may be on Americans. So you take it for what that's worth anyway.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Untridden. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doing our part to overview what's gone on this past week in the world of News Talk Radio and television. The report on the Talk Radio Countdown Show really does focus on radio, and thus more of your calls are appropriate. Here's Matt in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, WAYY. Matt, you're on the countdown.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to give my opinion about giving bin Laden the proper burial. I honestly could care less about their standards, and, you know, they didn't give any of our 3,000 people that were murdered any standards.
Yeah, but it's not all of them who were involved any more than it's all of us who were involved. They being the operatives for bin Laden and the people in the planes,
sure.
The Saudis, they're not representing everybody who is a Muslim any more than you represent everybody who's an American.
I understand that. That's a good point. I will give President Obama credit for what he did here. I'm not a fan of his, but I will give him credit, and I hope they continue to do more stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And
I would think it would be. What do you think of the Pakistanis who said, "You come over here again, and we're going to be angry at you"? You got to be, if you're one of these boobs that's been running around, depending on whether you really believe that you're better off in the afterlife or not, but if you're liking the planet and the air that you're breathing right now, you got to be thinking to yourself, okay, if these guys can get into Pakistan right next door to what's the equivalent of West Point without being stopped by the Pakistani troops, where else can they go? And if they can find him, they can find us, because we're not anywhere nearly as well secluded or protected as he was. So, I mean, I think if you're an upper-level member of the Al-Qaeda echelon, you got to be thinking, I mean, if you have any brains at all, I better either change my evil ways or find a hole and stay in it.
Right. And I agree. you know, I think the Pakistanis are embarrassed, and I think they're just trying to...
Well, they ought to be embarrassed. They ought to be more than embarrassed. They ought to be put to the test, okay? Whose side are you on here? You like this type of association? Fine. We're not going to be associated with it. So, you know, I mean, we're already at war with Afghanistan. We ought to get out of there and maybe put all those troops along the border of Pakistan and tell them we mean business. Either you flush out all the al-Qaeda that's in your country, or we're coming in to get them.
Yeah,
what are they going to do?
Yeah.
All right, Matt, thanks. 800-510-8255. Damon, you're on the air.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
First of all, I would like to say, you know, congratulations to the Navy SEALs and for a job well done. You know, I feel, Doug, personally myself, they've been fighting these wars in the Middle East since before Christ. And I think we could line up every Taliban member or al-Qaeda member on the planet and shoot them in the head in front of God and everybody. And the bottom line is that's not going to change what we're facing here in our country. That's not going to change our economy.
Is the psychology of it all. You know that, Damon.
I agree with that, but there comes a point where you have to draw a line in the sand. You know, what about our resources here in this country? I think it's a smokescreen. I mean, I think it was a great thing that was done, a thing that needed to be done.
Yeah.
Me or you, Doug, could have made this decision. This is no-brainer. They're making right. It sound like Obama made this big decision.
Well, he made
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. All right, let me do a. I got to do something quickly here before we're done. The number 8 issue this week. The Midwest and Southern bad weather. Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud from our affiliate KWAM in Memphis on the Mississippi and how it's impacting their city. All right, so describe, if you will, how all of this is affecting people in general in Memphis. The river hasn't, at least according to what I've read, hasn't been this high for a number of years since we had the floods that were north of you, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Actually, I think in Memphis it's going to be since 1937.
Whoa!
I believe the crest of the Mississippi on the Memphis gauge is going to be 7 inches less than the record in 1937.
Yeah, when it hit in Illinois and Iowa a few years ago, it did not impact us here.
No, because the water dissipates as it
right.
comes down the stream. All right,
right.
So how many homes are in danger? What's the local news coverage like of this event?
You can only imagine. I mean, helicopters.
They're talking 22,000 people could be affected right around our area. They're calling for some evacuations. Nonconic Creek, which runs through here and is impacted by the Mississippi River, they've already had some evacuations there. Mostly, it's just people looking at some flooded roadways and things. We haven't hit the hard stuff yet.
Yeah. The story continues, though, with all these tornadoes, and that was just a representative of an event that affected Memphis. Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud from KWAM along the mighty Mississippi. This is the Mighty Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffens, 59 past the hour.